Sin had just returned to his penthouse with Cat when the rod started glowing. 2 seconds later, something that felt like an earthquake shook the entire casino.
"What the?"
Damien asked as several pictures fell to the floor and shattered.
"Is that more bomb testing?"
Sin shook his head as a bad feeling went through him.
"No, it's something else."
He looked at Kat to see if she felt what he did.
"I don't know what that is," she said, her voice tone filled with apprehension. "But I don't like it."
Kish pushed himself up on the wall.
"Maybe it was the quake they're always saying is going to hit Vegas."
"Maybe."
But the rod was still glowing, and now a low-level hum had started emanating from it.
"Something's not right."
All of a sudden, a light shot from the rod, illuminating the area in front of Sin. A tall, black-haired woman appeared in a dark brown ancient gown. He had no idea who she was.
"The seal has weakened," she said in Sumerian. "The Dimi will be freed in 6 marks. Whoever holds this tool, you must reseal their tomb."
6 marks? Damien asked. "What the hell does that mean?"
2 hours,
Kat and Sin said simultaneously. Kat looked at Sin.
"I thought we had a couple of weeks."
"So did I," he said gruffly. "Something else must have happened to accelerate the clock."
Damien made a face of exaggerated happiness.
"That's just beautiful. Zippity-doo-dah, what a wonderful day."
Kat sighed heavily.
"So much for planning an attack, huh?"
Sin walked through the diagram as he went to retrieve his last sword that would easily kill the Galu.
"We need to gather everyone we can."
Damien scoffed.
Boss, hate to be a Paul, but I think everyone we can gather is currently here in this room."
Sin paused to look at Simmy, Zarina, Damien, Kat, Kish, and Cypher. It was a pitiful number of defenders, but it was all the world had.
"In that case, we need to seriously arm ourselves."
Damien crossed himself. "Hail Mary, full of grace."
"What are you doing?" Kish asked. "You're not Catholic."
"Yeah, but I'm feeling really religious all of a sudden, and it seemed like a good idea."
Sin rolled his eyes. He looked at Simmy and Zarina.
"You two are our tanks."
He glanced around to the others.
"We'll have to guard them so that they don't get overwhelmed and brought down. If we lose them, we have no one who can help us."
Kat frowned.
"Wait, I have an idea. You go ahead and arm everyone, I'll be right back."
Sin opened his mouth to argue, but before he could speak, she was gone.